Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming. So the soybean aphid overwinters on buckthorn in the spring and undergoes a few generations before being wind dispersed to glycine max, which is soybean. And throughout the summer, it undergoes parthenogenic reproduction, meaning that the females asexually reproduce females. And the soybean aphid is responsible for transmitting disease, such as the soybean mosaic virus. And it can also cause much plant damage, such as stunting, flaccidity, and a reduced pod set. And as you can see in the circled portion of the picture, they can become quite dense. And once they are wind dispersed to another plant, they do populate quite quickly. The significance of this is that it is an invasive species originating from Asia. And where I'm from, in Canada, we first discovered the soybean aphid in Chatham, Ontario in June of 2001. And since that time, there has been a significant decrease in yield in our soybean crops. So one means that we have against the soybean aphid is to use plant resistance. Resistant soybean plants have a genetic quality that makes them less susceptible to arthropod damage than the susceptible counterparts. There are two tests that we have to test the resistance. We have antibiosis tests, which affects the biology of the aphid, and usually this will cause, resistant plants cause a decrease in fecundity and an increase in mortality. And also there are anti-zoonosis tests, which affect behavior, and usually this will result in a lower population number on resistant plants. And this is the one that I will be looking at today. So for my methods, I separated plants with 6 inches apart within a 7-inch by 14-inch arena. I placed 40 adult Apteris aphids, which are wingless, on the underside of the middle first trifoliate leaf on the first plant. And then after 24 hours, I counted the number of aphids on both plants. Around my plant at the base, I placed a wet cotton pad. This added protection for the plant, but also by wetting it, it caused an easier surface for the aphids to walk on. When I did my aphid transfers, I kept the I did the transfer in one room, and then I kept the treatments in separate rooms because odor was an issue, and we didn't want to have any odor issues. Also, we handled the plants very carefully because we didn't want to stress the plants and we didn't want chemicals from the plants causing a reaction in the aphid behavior as well. So my treatments, I had a resistant and a susceptible plant, resistant and resistant plant, a resistant plant as the first plant and no plant as the second plant, a susceptible and susceptible plant, susceptible resistant, and then again a susceptible plant without a second plant. My overall question was, will the aphids travel from a resistant plant to a susceptible plant purposefully? And to test this, we looked at the effect of the first plant, the plant which they were placed on, and we also looked at the effect of the second plant, which was the plant that they were allowed to travel to. Our predictions were that aphids were not likely to leave susceptible plants. We figured they would be happy where they were and would have no reason to leave. And that aphids on resistant plants will leave for another plant. We also predicted that aphids on resistant plants were more likely to leave that resistant plant if the second plant was susceptible. So this is my first graph. This is the effect of the first plant. On the y-axis, we have the mean number that left the first plant. And on the x-axis, we have R standing for resistant and S standing for susceptible. And as you can see by the lowercase a and b, there was a significant difference. We did have a higher number of aphids that left the resistant plant. Then we looked at the effect of the second plant on the number that left the first plant. So again, we have our same axes, with the y-axis being the mean number that left the first plant, and on the x-axis, the second plant type, which is no plant, resistant, and susceptible. So if I can draw your attention just to the large bars with the lowercase letters, you can see that where there was no plant, That was significantly different from when there was a susceptible plant. But the resistant plant was similar to both of these. But you can also see that there is a trend here, and that more aphids did leave the first plant when the second plant was susceptible. And also, we looked at when the second plant was susceptible, or when the first plant was susceptible. Sorry, the first plant being susceptible and the second plant being the x-axis. And as you can see, that there was not a significant difference between the second plant. So my conclusions, more aphids did leave resistant plants than susceptible plants. More aphids left resistant plants when the second plant was susceptible. But the overall question does require more replicates. So far I have 5 replicates, and I'm hoping that maybe with some more replicates that I may have a better result. My future directions are, of course, to conduct more replicates, and then also to test differences between the life stages. This was all done with adults. We'd also like to test alates, the winged adults, and first and second instars, and third and fourth instars. And we would also like to conduct olfactometer tests, because we do believe that this is influenced from odor, and so we would like to conduct olfactometer tests to test purely the odor as opposed to a visual cue of the plant. The implications of this research will give us a greater understanding of aphid behavior, especially their behavior in relation to resistant plants. And we also hope that this information can be used in resistant soybean refining and may also aid in planting decisions. And if odor is an issue, there may be a possibility of using scent traps. And then I would just like to acknowledge the soybean breeder that works with us and provides the seed, Vano Poisa, and one of his assistants, Kathy. And also a special thanks to Angela Bromit, who helped me with this research. And that's it.
Questions?
They were, it was Dowling. It's a Dowling background. Both of them, the resistant and the susceptible, were Dowling. Just the resistant one had the RAG1 gene. Any others?
Plenty of time for questions.
Yes?
Did you use the same clone of aphid on each of your treatment plants?
I'm sorry? All of the aphids came from a colony that we've been rearing since 1994, and we never used the same aphid twice.
Was it started from one individual?
No. It's just we took them from a colony and added them, so.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.